Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The third annual Wheels and Wings Memorial Ride in memory of Clayton Harson is scheduled for Saturday. Harson was killed on his motorcycle after being hit by a drunk driver in August of 2014. Let's go in depth with Tony Hakes with the Iowa Donor Network. Tony, what does the Iowa Donor Network do?
So, Iowa Donor Network is a 501c3 not-for-profit organ procurement organization, and what we do every day is save and heal lives through the gift of organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Well, and is it a national? Well, it's the Iowa Donor Network. Are you tied in nationally or just in Iowa?
So we are an independent organization. We cover the entire state of Iowa. There are 58 organ procurement organizations throughout the nation. It's roughly one per state. Places like California have four, Ohio has four, and then you have, you know, New England that covers four or five states. So it kind of works out with our geographical size and population that we're able to cover the entire state. And we're federally designated to cover the entire state, even though we are a standalone not-for-profit.
Okay, so how does it work then? I'm sure somebody signs up to be an organ donor, and then let's say that they pass away. What's the process?
Yeah, so, you know, the process is really fairly simple. We encourage everyone to register as an organ donor in the state of Iowa, regardless of age, regardless of medical history, regardless of any misconceptions they might have. And it's very easy. When you go to the driver's license station to get your license for the first time or your permit or to renew, you'll be asked that question, do you want to register as a donor? And it's as simple as saying yes. If people don't want to wait till they renew their license or get it, they can sign up online at iowadonornetwork.org. No need to do both. They both serve their same purpose. When someone passes away, the hospital will notify us, and we'll see if that person is a registered donor, and then we'll work with the family and the healthcare team and the medical professionals to carry out those wishes. Organ donation is an incredibly, kind of time-sensitive, and it's a huge collaboration between the hospital, between Iowa Donor Network, between the family, between the funeral home, medical examiner, fire, EMS, you know, whoever might be involved. But our goal is really pretty simple. We want to save lives, and as long as people are registering as donors and families are saying yes to donation when faced with that decision, we think that we can take that list of 700 Iowans waiting for a life-saving transplant down to zero.
Wow. So what's the time frame? I mean, this has to happen fast, like in the immediate, hour after death?
Well, there's a couple different things. There's tissue donation and organ donation, and they're slightly separate. Organ donation is going to take place in a hospital. That person is going to be declared brain dead. They're going to have a fairly significant medical history in the ICU or in the ER, and then we will facilitate getting teams in to work with the families and work with the medical team and do that recovery, and then we'll facilitate getting those teams out if the organ is going to leave that hospital, out to the different transplant centers or hospitals where that organ is going to be transplanted. So it's very time sensitive in the hospital setting itself. Tissue donation also has some time constraints, but those are folks that maybe passed away outside of a hospital or in a skilled care facility or hospice, and those folks are still eligible for tissue donation as long as we, you know, are notified of them passing. We can still work with the family and medical team to do a tissue recovery.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tony Hakes with the Iowa Donor Network. Well, you're having to work with the family in the height of their grief.
Yeah, I mean, you know, many of the deaths that we work with are very unexpected. And so, yes, families are definitely grieving. That's why we encourage everyone to register make your wishes known before you pass away. When someone does pass away, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made with healthcare, with funeral arrangements, you know, lots of other decisions that a family makes. But if someone is already registered as a donor, that's, you know, me making my wishes known. If I pass away, I want to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. And so that's one less thing that a family has to worry about. And the staff that we have at Iowa Donor Network and the collaboration we have with hospitals and funeral homes is really pretty special. And so everyone is very well trained and very sensitive and very compassionate when working with our families. And what a lot of people don't realize is that when someone, you know, is eligible to be a donor and they go on to be a donor, that really provides a little bit of light in what's a very dark time for those families, to know that their loved one passing was not a total loss and that, you know, they are dealing with a tragedy, but another family is avoiding one when their loved one becomes a donor. And, they get to save other people's lives, enhance other people's lives. So it's really bringing just a little bit of light into some dark times for those families. And many of our families stay with us. They tend to volunteer with us. They hold fundraisers and special events for their families and for their loved ones. And they go on to meet the recipients and have a relationship with them. So, yes, very, very tragic times. But in the end, you know, donation offers a little bit of light and a little bit of hope.
Well, and you have a special relationship with the Clayton Harson family, partnering with them for their Wheels and Wings ride this Saturday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, you know, they're a fantastic family, and, they're working hard to bring the need for awareness around donation, and they're going to help register people as donors. And it's also a fundraiser, and it's actually not a fundraiser for Iowa Donor Network. They're giving the funds to a family that experienced a pretty incredible tragedy. A parent had passed away along with a child, and there's some surviving children. And what they're going to do is donate some of their funds to these surviving children's education education fund. So it's really paying it forward, not only bringing awareness, not only registering donors, not only holding this really nice event, but they're also, you know, going to help another family out, another set of young kids with their education. So it's really pretty special all around.
Well, and Eric and Michelle lost their son Clayton to a drunk driver several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you go to Wheels and Wings, their Facebook page and their web page, they've got some pretty great videos and some, you know, pretty tough images there to see. But what they're doing is really trying to bring awareness to, you know, not only drunk driving, but the need for organ donors and the need for fundraising. So they're just a fantastic family, and they're really doing wonderful things in honor of Clayton. And, you know, we all know that he would be very proud of them.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tony Hakes with the Iowa Donor Network. And so in a situation like that, I presume you can save several lives if you get the organs to the right people.
Yeah, I mean, one organ donor can potentially save 9 people's lives instantly. When you start talking about eye and tissue donation, you know, 4 people can get their sight restored through one eye donor, and then possibly 50 to 100 different grafts when you start talking about tissue. So that's things like skin, bones, ligaments, heart valves. Those can go to hundreds of people and help them enhance their lives. And, you know, obviously with organ donation, that's a pretty instant life-saving procedure. That person was going to pass away if they didn't get that, you know, that lung transplant. And what those people do is they get that transplant and they can go back to work. They can go back to school. They can go back to being a parent, or, you know, going back to being a child even. And so it's really pretty special. When you start talking about tissue donation, those are people that, you know, maybe wouldn't be able to walk because of bad knees or wouldn't be able to work because of bad heart valves. So again, those people can go back to work, they can go back to school, and think about how that impacts their friends and family. So one donor, yeah, they can save 9 lives, they can enhance the lives of 50 to 100, but when you start talking about all the people in those lives, you know, it's really thousands of people that benefit from one donor.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. And we don't have enough people signed up, is that right?
We don't. I mean, Iowa is actually really great when it comes to donation. We have almost 1.8 million Iowans registered. We have about 72% of our adult population registered as donors, which is fantastic. It's number 9 in the country percentage-wise. We'd like to see that tick up a little bit, and it's, like I said, it's really pretty easy. You know, there's no cost to donation. Families don't receive a bill for any expenses related to donation. Those are all incurred by us. Anyone can be a donor, regardless of age, regardless of medical history. You know, we hear people say, well, I don't want to be a donor because my religion doesn't support it, or because, you know, fire law and EMS or doctors won't try to save my life. And that's all completely false. You know, it costs nothing. You can save other people's lives, and you can bring, you know, a little bit of light to a very dark situation for your families.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head what state is number one?
I believe Alaska, Colorado, Montana, they all do really well. There's actually a website called www.unos.org, and they have up to second stats on the wait list and the number of transplants, the number of donors, the number of registered donors. And so people can check that and kind of see where we're at. But I know if Iowa moves up a couple more percentage points, we'll be getting close to the top 5 in the country.
Well, and I'm just wondering, what makes the difference? Why those states, what are they doing that we're not doing, although it sounds like we're doing pretty good, as opposed to the states that are in the bottom 10? What needs to be done?
Yeah, I mean, it's really pretty simple. Iowa, it's pretty easy to register. So if you don't have a Y on your license, or it's going to be a heart now if you're going to renew your license or get a new license, there'll be a heart next to donor. So if you don't have that and you don't want to wait, because I think the cycle now is 7 or 8 years in Iowa to renew your license, it's pretty easy to go on to iowadonornetwork.org and register that way. You don't have to do both. So if someone doesn't want to wait, they can go right now. The two lists will, you know, combine with each other, and we'll manage the Iowa Donor Registry database. So it's really simple. It's a matter of us getting the word out to let people know how they can do it and how simple it is. And I think with events like what the Harsons are doing and what other donor families throughout the state are doing, that's why we're seeing that increase year after year. So we're definitely on the right path. Iowa is a very giving state. Really a pretty practical state and a well-educated state, and donation really just makes sense. It's something easy that people can do. They can go on and help others in their passing, and it really just makes sense.
Well, yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking how powerful this message is, and how I'm already signed up, but it's like everybody should want to be a part of this, you know, changing all of these lives.
Yeah, I mean, we of course feel the same way, and you know, like we say, some of those misconceptions I hit on. A lot of people rule themselves out unnecessarily. They say I'm too old, or I've got a bad health history, or I have heart disease. There's no donation is changing every day, and so what we tell people is never rule yourself out. You know, we've had tissue donors that have been over 100 years old this year in Iowa. We've had organ donors in their 80s. We've had organ and tissue donors that have, you know, sadly just been a few days, a few weeks old. So, you know, there's really no age restrictions. You can have active cancer, but you can still be an eye donor. So what we're constantly telling people is never rule yourself out. Let our screening process determine whether or not donation can take place. We have very thorough screening processes. If someone does have, you know, infectious organ or something like that, we're going to find that. We're not going to pass it on to that next person. But you never know. You know, that person might be eligible for skin donation, or they might be eligible for lung donation but not heart. It's just hard to, you know, predict that. So never rule yourself out. Register when you get your license. If you don't want to wait, go to iowadonornetwork.org and make sure your family knows and understands your wishes.
Thanks to Tony Hakes for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.